Hi, once again, thank you very much for tuning in to today's episode of my podcast. I sincerely hope that you would have a good time. So in today's episode of the podcast, I would be talking to you about non-conformity to the norm. A non-conformity means to reject in normality, to reject to fitting, to say no to fitting in, to say no to being squeezed into a part, into a principle, into a philosophy, into a normality, into a status quo. And norm, as name as the word implies, really means to be normal. Means a standard set of procedure, means a standard set of principle, means tradition. And combining it to, you'll find rejecting tradition, rejecting status quo, standing out. That's just the figurative meaning of the title, non-conformity to the norm. On today's episode, I sincerely hope that we can talk over some things that would change our perspectives to standing out of in life and of life and going forward to become bold, better people than we really should be. As people, we often find ourselves in the trap or in the old way of trying to be accepted, which is not a bad thing, and we often try to fit in to a particular sphere of life, of living, and we often strive also sometimes to gain a certain level of importance, which is also not a bad thing. But the really worrisome thing, or the really not so exciting thing about all of this thing is the process of achieving it. Trying to fit in so bad into some circles that don't help us be the best version of ourselves. Trying so bad to be acknowledged by people that don't really give a bad eye about what we think about life or what we want from life, as long as we walk by the principles that someone somewhere set, as long as we walk by the instructions and the traditions and the laid down procedures that someone somewhere who may be alive or lying in his grave has set for us and the generation before us. And when we do this, we find ourselves under very, very unnecessary pressure, very, very avoidable stress, and we get to manipulate our lives, our ways, intentionally and unintentionally by the expectations of other people for us, the expectations of people who don't know us, people who think they know us, and people who don't really care about us. One thing that I have noticed, particularly for myself, is that the human mind, or let me use the word humanity, prefers to stand with what they know and prefer to stand with the set out traditions, set out procedures for things, for love, for example, for marriage, for success, for achievement, for growth, for youthfulness, for power, for politics, for dominance, that we just like to stick to the things that we already know, and that anyone that chooses to do better or to stand out gets this big lash, this big backlash of, who do you think you are? So what do you think you can do better? The ones, do you think you're better than the ones before you? Do you think you're better than the ones that are coming after you? Or what gives you the drive? Why are you so full of yourself? And when they see that, in the beginning they can't get to us, they begin to paint this very damned misconception. Not even a misconception, really. They begin to create this image of you being a proud and reasonable person who is, of course, very full of yourself. And in the end, what do we find? We find that they try to impose their fears. They try to impose their own uncertainty. They try to impose their insecurity upon us. And sometimes it's just an honest feeling of, I don't want to feel like I failed. I mean, that comes from people who probably tried to question or challenge the tradition, the normality of living, of being human, the normality of being alive, of being successful, of loving, or marriage, etc., and failed at it. And they try to communicate that fear and their uncertainty to you as honestly as possible. So there's some people like that, and there's this certain class of people that they do not like anything new. I mean, we understand that the biggest dread of a living man is change. Everyone likes to be comfortable in their zone. Everyone likes to have the best of everything in their zone. But over time and logically, we've come to see that nothing excellent, nothing beautiful, nothing absolutely fantastic happens in your comfort zone. You need to step out of it. No one has gotten before. You need to do things that no one has done before. You need to go the extra mile. You need to put in the extra pressure upon yourself. You need to sometimes be careless. Sometimes be blind to feedbacks and just go for what you believe. And that in itself will come with a lot of backlash. It comes with a lot of questions from people that you believe should be on your side. From people that you trust, from family, from friends, sometimes from people who mentor you, or from people who even look up to you. But it's totally alright. It's totally alright. The important thing is that you keep your eyes on the prize, because it's not going to be easy living our life in a very unusual manner. It's not going to be easy living out your time on earth with very unusual principles. It's totally not going to be easy, but it's all right. as young people trying to figure out life or make a life for ourselves, we eventually find out that we are living under so much pressure and enduring so much stress from life's expectations for us as young creatures trying to manipulate and walk the jungle of life. But more than life's pressure, really, life doesn't pressure us. It's the people that live on this earth that pressure us with already set principles and traditions and mighty expectations. And expectations are not a bad thing. Expectations are very impressive. Expectations get you results. Expectations heighten the amount of adrenaline that pumps through your veins to keep chasing, to keep being hungry, to want success, to want life, right? And it's absolutely a beautiful driving factor. But the expectations that you are going to work with, you're going to chase with, should be the ones you set for yourself. The expectations people set for us as young people are sometimes quite ridiculous and scary, and it has pressured a very good number of us into things that we are not proud of, things that we don't want to do, things that we are heavily paying for right now, and things that we don't even like to talk about because of the consequences that we have experienced while we are at this stage. Some expectations for us are: at a certain age, you should be married. At a certain age, you should have kids. At a certain age, you should do this, you should do that. And like I said, it's not a totally bad driving factor, especially if it is set by you. But if it's not set by you, live your life. Live life. We have different timings to life. We have different plans with our Creator. We have different rules that we are living by. And for the record, there is no straight line rule to life. There is no straight line rule to living. And it's totally alright to defy the norm, to do things when you want to do it. It's totally alright. So as young people today, I'm not challenging you and I'm not imploring you. I'm hoping that you see a perspective of you taking it easy on yourself and defining the norm of living, defining the norm of breathing, of seeing life, like experience your own ingenuity, experience your own originality. Don't try to force life or force your way through life to become things that you know that you're not, to become things that you know that you don't want to be. But to satisfy people's expectations for you, you're on this journey that you know that you shouldn't be on, this journey that you know that you wouldn't last on, and this journey that you know that it's just a time bomb for you. Stop being the cause of your own So as you step out today, as you get up from your bed today, as you choose to walk around today, I want you to begin to live your life for you. I understand you owe people. You owe people good results. You owe people very awesome living. People have invested in you. People will invest in you. People will give you a piece of their time, a piece of their advice. that will sacrifice for you, and it's totally all right. It's beautiful. And however you choose to pay those sacrifices, however you choose to be the best version of yourself to them, however you choose to make them proud of you, it is by your own terms. You shouldn't in any way be pressured to live and to be what you want to be for people without your own permission. What I mean is, don't be pressured to prove people right or wrong. Don't be pressured to make yourself look like you're not totally useless. Work on your own terms. Set out, map out goals for yourself. Map out pathways for yourself. This is what I intend to do. This is what I want. This is where I will go. This is what we should do. I mean, now you're talking about, I'm referring to you, yourself, and I. I mean, me, myself, and I, you, yourself, and you, whatever works. But it should be about you. Should be about you. If this is what you choose to believe, believe with all your heart. If this is what you choose to do, do it with all your heart. Whatever, and chase so well. Be hungry, stay focused. Keep your eyes on the prize and be ready to defile norms. Be ready to say no from time to time. Be ready to say, no, I'm not ready. Be ready to say, no, I will not be doing that. Be ready to defend whatever you choose to do. But more than wasting time defending that, get results. It is important, because non-conforming to a norm is some of the toughest but most exciting thing you get to do in your life. And what makes sense and what makes it most beautiful are the results that you get from non-conformity. Are the results that you get from saying no to the tradition, from saying no to the status quo. Are the results that you get from doing things your own way. It is no shame and it is absolutely no lie that a lot of young people are depressed, suicidal, and have lost track of their time here on earth, and have lost their way and are giving up on life so easily because of the pressure to conform to the normality, to traditions, and to already set principles with absolutely no allowance for us to find our own path, for us to find our own ways, for us to try out newness, for us to experience, for us to see life for what it is. So as you step out today, I want you to know, first of all, that I'm proud of you. I'm proud of what you've done so far. I'm proud of what you're trying to make out of your life, and I'm rooting for you big time. I believe in you, and I want you to know that it is all right to say no. It is all right to be absolutely weird, to be unusual, to be abnormal. So go for it, but keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the results that you intend to get, and I believe you will get it at the end of the day. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You have a very beautiful day ahead of you. God bless you.